Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the impacts of a changing climate.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Climate change will affect Ohio in a myriad of ways. It could alter our farmers' growing seasons, increase our energy bills, change the price tag on our food, lessen the biodiversity we see on our walks. The Ohio nonprofit Think Hub Midstory has explored these ramifications and more in their series, The Colors of Climate Change. Logan Sander led the team's project. Hello, Logan.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Thank you so much for making the time to talk about this series with us. Your team spoke with scientists, policymakers, and educators on this issue of climate change. What did you find? How is Ohio's climate changing so far?
When we think about climate change, we think about California wildfires. We think about places in the East Coast succumbing to the ocean waters. But we rarely think of places like Ohio. And we did find, surprisingly, that a lot of maybe the more subtle, but sometimes equally as dangerous effects of climate change are being seen here in Ohio. Long-time temperature changes, increases in extreme weather, they're impacting agriculture, they're impacting growing seasons, as you mentioned. Urban heat is another huge issue. And so a lot of these more subtle but insidious kind of effects maybe are not as quote-unquote newsworthy, but they are certainly having impacts on Ohioans.
And your series is 8 episodes long. They're all chock full of data about these impacts that you mentioned. What stood out to you as maybe one of the most surprising impacts?
When we had actually finished this project, the data was showing that Ohio was tied for 15th among the 50 states for total number of billion-dollar disasters. So oftentimes when we think of huge sort of extreme weather effects, we're thinking of, you know, hurricanes in Louisiana. We're thinking about wildfires in California. But Ohio also is experiencing extreme weather events such as flooding, of course, tornadoes as well, too. But these things are really costing us a lot of dollars here in Ohio, a lot of damage, and they just don't really make the news as often.
We've been talking about, you know, the effects of climate change, but Ohio is also a part of the cause. Why do we rank 5th nationally in greenhouse gas emissions?
So in terms of Ohio contributing to greenhouse gases, Ohio, at the time of publication, was ranked 7th for producing the most natural gas, 10th for producing oil, and 16th for producing coal among all 50 states. Ohio is a huge consumer of fossil fuels. Fossil fuels in 2021 made up around 95% of the state's energy consumption, which is huge.
Wow. Okay. And climate change isn't going to impact all Ohioans equally. Who's the most vulnerable?
It really depends on the area, but we do see that a lot of the neighborhoods and underserved communities that are seeing the biggest impacts of climate change are also those who tend to be more impoverished. They tend to be minority communities. Of course, we looked a lot at rural communities in this project and looking at how farmers are impacted because they tend to sort of be left out of the conversation in a lot of ways. You know, there were certain seasons they couldn't even get out to the fields until, you know, a couple weeks into what would typically be their season because it was so wet, because there was so much rain. These kind of just couple week differences can make a huge impact on their annual yield, on their livelihoods. So there are a lot of populations that we might not typically think of as being severely impacted by climate change, but in Ohio, that is a really apparent thing.
That's Logan Sander. She's the editorial director at Midstory. Thank you so much for sharing your reporting.
Thanks, Kendall.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.